I realize that I am surrounded by incredible men of God. And I believe that it's a positioning that I never knew could be possible, but there's something to it. I haven't quite figured it out. But I'm bringing three of those incredible men to you today, to your ear, to tune in to the wealth of knowledge, the wisdom, and the warriors that are on mission alongside me to grow your business for God's sake. That's right, they're gonna be at the conference in person to wreck some things in your limiting belief and to catapult you into your zone of genius. They are leaders, they are marketers, they are coaches, they are developers, they are business moguls and marketing experts. And we need all of the things, but mainly, like I said out the gate, because it's their primary trait that I love most, they are men of God. So, Ramon Ray, Mike Zeller, and Brian Hess, y'all get your notepad ready because it's gonna be a good one. And get your ticket to Grow for God, like right now, www.growforgod.com. It's okay. Stop the podcast, go to your browser, grow your business for God's sake, growforgod.com. Have love tickets, in case you didn't know, from now until the conference, Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. And if you can't be in person, I get it. I got it. We're making it visible to you in a virtual setting. You're going to love it. And get the app. The app is where everything is accessible. You can even watch last year's recordings for free. Yes, for free. Before you get the ticket, if you want to know what it's going to be like, so many miracle-making moments. Get in the room. Let's go. Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. Fit is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. The most powerful thing you can do to unlock your greatness and step into your next level of abundance is to get in the room with others who have been where you want to be and perhaps are going where you want to go. But oftentimes we can put ourselves in the wrong room based on exterior vantage points, what they wear, where they go, what they do, when we know in our heart of hearts that we should be following people, standing along people who are aligned in true wealth. Stop feeling alone in the journey of growth as a business leader and an entrepreneur who loves God. Stop struggling to find the right answer when it's already been written. Stop giving up on the desires of your heart when God placed them there with intention. Stop standing in this lack mentality when your prosperity is critical for all of us in the kingdom. Come, find a seat at the table at the most impactful faith-driven business conference you will ever experience. Alongside ministry-driven marketplace leaders, you will evolve, unlock, and activate your next level. That just sounded like a video game. This is not the meta, okay? This is your IRL, your in real life chance to be in the room with some of the greatest kingdom entrepreneurs of our time. Founders, innovators, trailblazers who are God-centered are coming together to grow their business for God's sake. And that's an inside-out job. You will leave this three-day intensive with action plans, new income strategies, fresh mentalities towards business and life integration, and a sense of freedom that will have others magnetized to what you are selling by the way you freshly and uniquely serve. It's happening on November 4th through the 6th, 2022 in Nashville, Tennessee, with a highlight VIP event on November 3rd. There are seats at the table for you, but they will go fast. It's a limited reservation, so get your tickets now at growforgod.com. Again, that's growforgod.com. I cannot wait to hug your neck. I cannot wait to see you there in person. I cannot wait for this energetic room to just light up the world, because that's what we're going to do when we leave this conference. But you got to be in the room. IRL, let's go. And you guys are hanging out with none other than the famous celebrity CEO himself, Ramon Rey. And if you have yet to meet him, first off, you need to go to his social media so you can contain some of his energy in a bottle. It's going to sell for millions here as an NFT somehow, some way.
I'll take that, Tamara. I'll take that.
So good, brother. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Tamara. It's good to hang with you, get to know you better, to serve your audience. And I follow a list of amazing people who've been here with you. So thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. And it's really great because I was previously on Ramon's podcast, the Smart Hustle podcast. He's also an author of several books, but I said the celebrity CEO because that is one of his most recent. And I have the pleasure of having a signed copy myself. And his story is incredible. It's something that I aspire to on many levels and am also gleaning and learning from on the regular. And most recently, he took on a new title as a dear armor bearer to moi at the Grow Your Business for God's Sake conference that just took place in Kentucky in November. And so I am grateful to him on many layers and levels and excited to learn from you still today.
Oh, I'm excited to share. And I think it's amazing. That new title was new for me. I called it something else. I'm not going to even say what I called it. I like armor bearer much better. And I think, Tamara, you are probably, or God brought the armor bearer out. It's something I've always wanted to do, but you know, like be a hotel bellman or the person who greets you at the door with your luggage or something. And I always want to do something like that. So this is where I had 72 hours or 48 hours of doing it. It was awesome.
Yeah. And he came in this really just like servant heart and was just like, hey, if you need help with your social media, I know you're going to be really busy behind the curtain. I'll just take pictures. I'll go live from your phone. And that is like an influencer's dream. He clearly knows what we need and what we want. And that's not only because that's a role you play, but it's also a role that you've watched transpire in the need of an entrepreneur. This is Mike Zeller. You guys have seen a lot that has transpired in my own personal journey and professional journey this year. And so much of it, I give kudos to this man right here who helps establish your zone of genius. And he helps leading experts across America, I would say across the world, because of your incredible net that you've casted over the course of your career. But you truly help people understand their deep zone of genius and even just launched a new book called The Genius Within.
Yes, excited to be here, Tamara. You are a gem and you light up the world just with your presence, and just excited to be here and connect more. It's always, I always learn something from you, as well as maybe learn a thing or two from me. So it's a joy.
Always. Thank you. And it's really cool because we have a lot of like overlap and symmetry in our passions. You have a lot of background even in the pastoral realm, which I think is really neat and not necessarily something you put in the forefront of your resume, but I think is a critical part of why I was originally connected to you as somebody to come into your coaching community. But it's also just, it's really who you are. You exude peace all the time, at least from my perspective, even as a new daddy. And even as somebody who's gone through, you know, the pits of losing a million. And so talk us through, how do you maintain that safe harbor in your process of entrepreneurship?
Well, I wouldn't call it safe harbor necessarily. I know I will survive. And I know that there's a higher purpose for everything that you go through or come through in life. So, you know, and I'm to my core, I believe that our setbacks set us up for our comebacks. And I've had, you know, more than my share, but I've also had more than my share of wins. And so it's been a whole faith side of journey of knowing that I have favor, that I'm not alone, that I am called to something greater, which means I can survive. I will persist through the trials and the tragedies and the triumphs. I'm gonna keep making that next step. You don't lose until you give up.
Oh, so good. And I think that's so true. I think a lot of people, specifically this phrase that you said, I have favor. A lot of people are like prayerful over they want favor. They want to experience abundance. And something that we've talked about a lot through our coaching individually, but then also through your Abundant You Challenge with Natasha Grano is this abundance idea and that we actually already have it within us. And so talk to me about like how you've discovered that and how that actually parallels to the genius within.
Yeah, if you think, you know, our identities are like the invisible lids on our life. And one of the metaphors I like to use, if I hold up a 12-ounce glass of water and I pour 5 gallons of water into that 12 ounces, it's only holding 12 ounces. But if I pour, if I take a 5-gallon bucket, if that identity is transformed to a 5-gallon bucket, and now I pour a gallon of water in, it's still got plenty of room, but it's holding more. And one of the first things that we have to do is anchor ourselves to the limitless identities of who we are created to be, whether you believe in God or not, or whatever your spiritual journey is. There's limitless opportunities, but so often we're trapped, and it's what you might call an upper limit problem. We hit this identity. You see it oftentimes. People, I feel like, because this is what I grew up in, I'm gonna make, you know, my parents never made more than $40,000 a year. So when they finally bust through, maybe they bust through and make $50,000, or maybe they make $100,000 for the first time. But they'll often say, I've seen people just stay in that pattern of whatever their income, whatever their friend group, whatever their relationship quality. If they're used to being in relationships with abusive people, they find a way to get back in a relationship with an abusive person because that's their identity, until the identity shifts. And that's part of the upper limit problem. Right. Until that identity shifts, we can't see what we're capable of. And so imagination, how do we shift into upper limit, into a new identity? Imagination. We start asking ourselves, what if? We start seeing things from a different perspective. And, you know, that's why Einstein was obsessed with imagination. And when you start seeing yourself, and sometimes you might need to see yourself from God's perspective. You might need to see yourself from a mentor's perspective that believes in you and sees your greatness in a different way.
I just think there's so much value in community, but specifically rooted in family and how we really all need one another to move forward. And you've got 4 of them, so that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, I think it's such a shift from tradition, like traditional, yeah, like the way that people have thought about family and the integration of that. And, you know, just how we look at it. Like, I don't think we need to, you know, people talk about work-life balance. And I think the technology and the way that it is, like, people look at this idea of like kind of what they call always working. Like, it's not a negative as long as you know how to deal with it. And so I don't like the idea of like, you know, when people label it, it's like, oh, you're always working. Well, if I'm always working, but I'm always available to my kids and I'm blocking out time to spend with them, like, who says that I don't spend more time with my kids than most people, right? And so yeah. I think it's, you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, yes, I'm doing a good job, or no, I'm not. If the answer is no, you have to do the things that help you correct that. So, like, you know, that idea of like, how you integrate your children, like, don't let other people make that decision for you, and don't let the expectations of society or what people think make that impact. You know what you're doing for your children. You know the example that you're setting. And, you know, that's one of the things that I always say is like, I know for sure that I'm setting a good example for them, right? That like, they know that daddy is out getting after it, right? Mm-hmm. That when I am not at home, I am not out roasting marshmallows somewhere, right? Like,
too bad.
There is a purpose for what I'm doing. Yeah. And they are at the center of that. My wife is at the center of that. The mission that we're on to make an impact is at the center of that. And I think that's something that holds a lot of people back, right? That feeling of guilt. And I would say, like, listen, guilt is a good thing to keep you honest. but it shouldn't be a thing that stops you from achieving, right? It's not okay for you to use other people's perceptions to stop you from utilizing your God-given potential.
So
and
good.
That is something that I think so many people deal with in the world is like this perception. Like I actually had somebody say like, you know, when is enough enough? Like when, and so for me, business is really a fulfilling thing for me. You know, it's not work. It's something I enjoy. And that just so happens to generate money. Like I'm not chasing money. I'm chasing fulfillment. And that comes with a return of money. And then what you are able to do with that money is based on who you are as a person, right? Who you are, your soul is how that money gets put into use. And so for me, God is at the center of all of that. And so I listen, you know, when I'm in prayer and I'm spending quiet time with myself, I listen to how I'm supposed to utilize my gifts and the success that we build and all those things. And so that's what we try to do. And I would just challenge everybody that when somebody says, you know, when's enough enough? Like, you know, somebody said, you know, man, you should stop and smell the roses. It's like, man, maybe for me, this is the roses and you just
right. You're surrounded by them. Yeah.
I am surrounded by roses in my life, right? Like everything I do is a gift. It's something I get to do. I don't have to do. Right. Yeah. And we all have a choice every day with how we use our time and what we use it for. And for me, this is fulfilling. You know, one of the goals I set last year, at the end of last year, well, beginning of this year, I spent time writing down 300 things that I wanted in my life. This was a video that Glenn actually played, and it was by Steve Harvey. And he said, write down 300 things. And what happens, it's a magical exercise, because what you figure out is that like the first 75 things or 100 things you write, they're like the surface level things that you want. And then when you get down to it and right around number 200, I wrote down like, I want my wife and kids to travel with me, like everywhere I go. And so what does that look like? What is the cost of that? And so the reality is I just have to reverse engineer that, figure out what the cost of it is. And if that's a goal of mine, I can accomplish it. I have the ability, I have the gifts. And if I put that out into the world, I can accomplish it. Well, that, man, that shifts the thought process quite a bit. So people that say, well, you should do this or you should do that, or you should spend more time here or there. Well, what if my short-term sacrifice turns into 24/7 gifts with my children in a year? Would you be willing to make that sacrifice? Mm-hmm. And so it really is all perspective, and it's all the belief in what you're capable of and what's possible as to how it guides you through your own life. And so listen to God, listen to your own heart, and spend that quiet time to get those gifts that are already out there for you. You have to spend quiet time to receive them, right? And so that's what I try to do. Every day I spend about 30 minutes, no phone, no computer, no nothing. And I just listen, right? And I call them whispers, right? Like you hear those whispers of things that you're supposed to do. Never ignore those whispers, because the gifts that come from them are exceptional, indescribable. There's a million words I could use to define it, but it's some of the greatest things that have happened to me in my life have been in those quiet times. I just kind of get this hunch or get this whisper, and I never ignore them.
Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.